The vice president of the Czech Constitutional Court and one of its most distinct judges, Eliška Wagnerová, retired on Tuesday as her 10-year term in office expired. Dubbed the Queen of Dissent, Justice Wagnerová left a deep mark on the top Czech court. She was behind some of the court's crucial rulings, including that on the EU's Lisbon Treaty, and unwaveringly stood up to political pressure. Jan Richter asked Professor Jiří Přibáň from Cardiff Law School whether her departure marks the end of an era for the highest court in the land.
Eliška Wagnerová definitely was one of the most robust judges sitting on the court, and she was also nicknamed as the Queen of Dissent, so she didn't shy away from expressing her own views, and these views were very often inspired by European and US jurisprudence. So she definitely was one of the most influential persons sitting on the court, and we mustn't forget that she was appointed by President Havel, and with her, the Havel legacy is disappearing from the court.
The Constitutional Court came under criticism, for example, by President Václav Klaus, who criticized the court for being too activist. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Well, I think we have to separate two issues here, because President Klaus definitely waged his own war against not just the Constitutional Court, but the whole system of justice, and he tried to corrupt the whole system. So let us leave these political aspects of the matter. And when we think about judicial activism, indeed, all post-communist constitutional courts were activist in some way, but the special activism of the Czech Constitutional Court was its robust doctrine of legitimacy of the democratic rule of law and the constitutional state. So I think it was legitimacy and activism perfectly justified by the needs of Czech Republic in democratic transition.
The current president, Václav Klaus, is trying to come up with his own nominations for her place at the Constitutional Court, and he hasn't been that much lucky, because two of his candidates, I think, have been rejected by the Senate, which under the Czech constitutional system has to approve them. What kind of changes or what kind of approach does Mr. Klaus take when it comes to the Constitutional Court? What would he like the court to be?
I think it's already quite a long story of appointees of the current president not to be approved by the Senate, because ever since Mr. Klaus came to his office, he tried to push through the appointment process his own appointees, to the dismay of the Senate. So the most recent examples are just part of his long practice of getting politically loyal people as appointees to the court. However, even the second court that was headed by Mr. Rychetský as president of the court declared its independence, and certainly acted independently and very often in the interest of the constitutionality and Czech constitutionalism, rather than in the narrow interest of political elites, whether it is government or lower chamber of the parliament.
Professor Jiří Přibáň from Cardiff Law School speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Richter.